We love supporting and promoting the creators of musical theater throughout the world, and we would love to have your support as well. Go to musicaltheaterradio.com and click on the Become a Patron button, because a supportive community is a strong community. Welcome back to another episode of Be Our Guest here on Musical Theater Radio. I am your host, as always, Jean-Paul Yovanoff. As you all know, I love discovering new works and new shows and things like that, and then introducing them to you, the listener. So today, I'd like to welcome to the show the creators of the Divine Feminine Soul Cabaret, Catriona Frey and Elena Bernardi. Welcome.
Hi.
Awesome. It's great to have you on the show today.
So great to be here. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So before we get into the show and learning more about that, I want to get to know the two of you first. Now, Elena, we've talked, but it's been like 2 years. So I think we need to update your 30-second bio. So we'll start with you, Elena. Who is Elena in 30 seconds?
Oh my gosh, in 30 seconds. Okay, Elena is a human being committed to sharing the light of music with the world. And I grew up in Michigan and I've studied opera, worked a lot in theater production with kids and with adults. And now I'm here creating my first show that I'm bringing to New York City, Divine Feminine Soul Cabaret with Catriona. And that's what
fantastic. Awesome. And Catriona, who are you in 30 seconds?
Wow, that was beautiful. So I'll also say I'm Catriona Frey, a human being dedicated to spreading love and light through music and art, movement, all that stuff. And I'm based in Fresno. I'm based in Los Angeles, California. I'm from Fresno. I went to UCLA and studied musical theater. And I've done shows across Los Angeles, like Mamma Mia at the Hollywood Bowl. And favorite roles are Rosie and in Sweet Charity, and Lucy and Jekyll and Hyde, and Marguerite and Scarlet Pimpernel. And then I moved to New York City and I performed in concerts and cabarets like this across New York City. And I even produced my own cabaret, The Melody Plays On, at the Duplex. So this is, so I'm coming back to the Duplex. And I'm also a teacher. I teach voice and piano, guitar, yoga, dance, acting. Yeah. That's me. That's hard. I like that. I mean, I don't think that, I think that was much longer than 30 seconds because I was like internally freaking out, but but there you go.
Well, this is a good place to practice this when you get onto the CNNs and the big time and you get interviewed by all the big people. You'll know this is where you first learned to practice.
Exactly. I love that. Be our guest.
So I want to talk about the show, but before we get to the show, we have to find out how these two parallel lines of people converged and met. And then we know how the show began. So how did the two of you meet?
Should I go?
Yeah, you go.
Okay. So back in 2017, Theater in North Hollywood, Cupcake Studios, was putting on a production of Into the Woods. And I had sung in opera before that professionally, but I hadn't ever sung in a musical theater role in Los Angeles professionally. And I remember 3 weeks before the auditions being like, I'm going to sing in a, we have a cat. Okay, let me get her out of the way. I'm going to sing in a musical theater role in Los Angeles. And then the auditions popped up and I'd always wanted to do Into the Woods. And I auditioned and I was cast as the role of Rapunzel. And then Catriona was cast opposite me as the role of the witch. And so that ran for 6 months. So we were in that production together. And that's how we met. Yeah.
That's a long run. Nice.
Yeah, it was a really long run, but it
it got extended a couple times. So
it was such a beautiful show.
Yeah,
it is a beautiful show.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah.
So Catriona, you are staring at Rapunzel And what did you think of her when you first met her? You know, because not only is she defying you in the show.
Yeah.
What was it like to meet Elena?
Well, Elena's a really beautiful soul. You could just see the light kind of illuminating from her body. So I always thought that when I first met her. But she's also just so driven and passionate about her artistic endeavors. And that also really attracted me to her as a human because I'm very similar. Like in rehearsals, she was not only really prepared and had her script all set out and everything, but she also was releasing an album at the time. And I was really inspired by that because I write music too. And so we connected on that level. And so she was, and then she's also a teacher. So, and I was coaching voice at the time. So we really bonded on many different levels. And then when we were on stage together, it was just,
it's magic, like electric. Yeah. It was. Yeah.
It's magic. Yeah. And our vocal blend, and it's pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
We were just in a studio session yesterday too. And recording with another friend of ours, and all three of our voices, it's just like, whoa. And then we were just like thinking of parts at the same time, like the same parts, and just like things like that, that isn't, you think it is pretty common, but it really isn't that common to have similar minds and spirits in an artistic sense, I think.
Yeah.
Finding that person that just you click with. You know, it's incredible, those moments. Mm-hmm. So that was back in 2017, correct? Into the Woods. It's 2021 now, getting on to 2022. How did the journey from there to creating this show? Who came up with the idea for the show?
Yeah. Do you want to do the next part?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we'll just talk about the concept Divine Feminine Soul. We'll start there. So Elena and I were talking about this the other day. It's kind of like, so when we were little, we always looked up to the Broadway divas, like Bette Midler, Bernadette Peters, and we were just drawn to them. And we were like, well, I want to sing like them. I want to play their parts. I mean, clearly I played the witch. I was like, I want to be like Bernadette, you know? But there was something we realized as we got older and more connected spiritually, that there's something at their core of who they are. There's a vulnerability, there's an authenticity that they expose and share out to their audiences, which is that divine feminine soul. It's exposed and we get to experience that for however long they're performing, from an hour to three or whatever, that they have us there with them. It's and captivating and it's brave. So that's kind of what we're creating.
The concept.
That's the concept. But yeah, he's talking about when it started. So
yeah. Do you want to
go ahead? You take that part. Yeah.
I'll take that part. Well, so, soon after, I don't know how many months it was after, we actually did a little project before Catriona moved to, New York. We did like a Cy Coleman review. And then she moved to New York. And then, and she was there and I was here. We stayed connected, but it wasn't professionally. And then the pandemic happened. So that was, March 2020. Yeah. And then Catriona came back to California. And she was in Fresno staying with her family. And I had just lost all my work, all my gigs, all my students. And I started to just explore the idea of teaching Zoom on Zoom. And then we also were exploring the idea of doing Zoom concerts. So we did our first concert, like out of the pandemic, a benefit for Never
in
Alone
July,
Again
in July.
In July. And then while we were kind of producing that first concert, that was our first like production that we produced together in the pandemic, we also were meeting online with ourselves and then a couple other friends doing songwriting classes. Mm-hmm. And that was something that a concept I had done with the kids when I was working with the kids in the school. And it was always really great to teach songwriting and pick a topic that I knew would be like vulnerable for the people in the class and pick a topic that I knew would kind of have people open up. So it'd be like, okay, if you loved yourself and you were loving yourself, what are 10 things that you'd be doing? Great. Now write a piece about that. So that's kind of how we would go. We'd go that deep on it. And we did those, we were doing them like twice a week in the beginning of the pandemic. And Catriona was at every class. And then she would start teaching some of the classes too. So a lot of these songs that we're performing were written in those classes. And then some of the other songs, I have one song from Swiped, and then Catriona has a couple songs that were written before the pandemic that are also in the show. But we made sure when we curated the program that the whole set list was in line with content that was very vulnerable for us to sing. So yeah, I think that's the story.
Okay. So you kind of came up with the idea together. It was, or did one of you approach each other and said, hey, I have this concept, or it's kind of just like you said, you met somebody that you're in sync with?
Yeah, I think it was just like the name was just something to call what was already there.
Yeah, I think we had like been manifesting it throughout 2020 and 2020 throughout this year as well. We had just everything that we were writing, we're in that kind of mentality and intentionality, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're very intentional before we write, you know, we set an intention, or like she said, we say kind of what we desire to kind of put into the song.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's hard to explain, but it's like, it's kind of magical how it just all kind of connected.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, the show is just revealing what we've been up to.
Yeah, it has.
For the past year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah. And so definitely like a song cycle, and the way that we wrote the songs, where we kind of just got really honest about where we were at emotionally and spiritually, because all of us were kind of going through that stuff in the pandemic. And it was a way for us, to like have a space where we could be around each other and heal and be creative and be honest about what we were feeling. I mean, there were songwriting sessions, all the way from the beginning of the pandemic to now. We still meet, but we meet in person. And there were so many ups and downs that we went through. Catriona has a song titled Fear. And then we also have a song titled Sunshine, because we got really connected to nature in the pandemic, but we also dealt with like extreme levels of fear. So just being really honest about where we go, the spaces we go through as humans when we're kind of sitting with ourselves, which is what we had to do in the pandemic.
It seems putting this show together was kind of cathartic as well, you know, able to work through things and write these songs. Just art is beautiful in that way. Right. It can get your emotions out and free yourself of what's inside.
I definitely feel like that's one of the intentions that we have for the people that get to experience the show in New York too, is just having almost feeling that sweet release when they're able to listen and be an audience member.
So you worked on the show during the pandemic, you were creating it. When did it, is it now complete? As a set piece now, or is it still in a little bit of flux?
Yeah, it's complete.
Wonderful. And why New York? Why have you performed it before in California?
Oh, that's a great question. Mm-hmm. You want to answer?
We haven't yet, but but I think what's awesome about a venue like the Duplex, it's, and just New York City in general, like this is definitely more of a theatrical experience. And we definitely want to take it to LA, but I think the appeal to showcase this kind of work comes from the type of material, kind of, would you say?
Yeah.
And
we want to do it in a theatrical way.
Yeah. And I, like I said, in my little 30 second spiel, I produced and created my own cabaret when I first moved to New York, and the Duplex is a very safe space, because it was also like a benefit concert, because it was Domestic Violence Awareness Month, so all the proceeds and any donations were given to a local nonprofit
domestic violence nonprofit. And so just the fact that they really supported that vision was just really warmed my heart. And I think something like this, where it's called Divine Feminine Soul. It's like a very like raw, vulnerable kind of title, I would say, about yeah. who we are as spiritual beings. And the fact that he, you know, I reached out to the booking manager and he's like, yeah, we'd love to have you. We'd love to take this project on. Like, that was really refreshing. Cause I feel like, I just feel yeah. like they're all about like, what's the project? What's the vision for the show?
Yeah. And then the other thing I would say is one of the things that's been really great is because Catriona and I have been in partnership like since the beginning of the pandemic, there were a lot of like gigging opportunities that opened up once everything opened up in LA. So we have been performing these songs, but it's been more like showcase nights. So like 30 minutes here, 20 minutes mm-hmm. here, come do like, you know, a set at this place. So we've been all over LA at least once or twice a week since we've opened performing. So we've been doing the pieces, but we haven't put them kind of together in this like official format until now. Yeah. But we thought we were going to New York anyways. We thought, why not put up a show?
And this is like, and we booked the night yeah. kind of thing. Like this is a theater with, yeah. with, you know, it's a dinner theater so people can order food. Like this is like, that's the kind of space it is.
Yeah.
So we're putting this on like a theatrical piece.
Yeah. Which is very exciting because you know, yeah. we have not done that before.
Yeah, exactly.
But I feel like it's in our blood. It's mm-hmm. in our DNA. Theater is mm-hmm. in our DNA.
Yeah.
So why not have this be something that's theatrical?
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Well, congratulations on putting it together and
yeah.
and finding each other in 2017.
Yeah.
yeah.
To stay connected and keep creating, because I know a lot of people during the pandemic, you know, it hit everybody hard in different regards and different ways, and the fact that you were able to keep creating is a testament to the two of you and your perseverance. So congratulations on that.
Yeah, so I much. Feel like the way I feel about it is like, no matter what the external circumstances are, like our art is still worth sharing. So if we have to figure out a different medium to share that art for a while or forever, then that's what we do. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what the outside looks like. Yeah.
So if somebody approached you and says, tell us a little bit about this show in, you know, in a couple of sentences, what would people be expecting coming into the theater?
I would say like nature, spirituality, awareness, like enchanting, effervescent, almost like silver sounding harmonies. Mm-hmm. It's going to be myself, and then we'll have four different other female backup singers singing with us.
Mm-hmm.
And then the instrumentation is guitar and piano. So it's got like this very like tinny kind of tambourine vibe, because we're sitting, I think, up in more of the higher frequencies, which is great. I would say, I would almost say it's almost like a meditation. It's almost just like being moved through the different spaces that we feel as humans emotionally.
Very cool. Very yeah. cool. And how do people find out about the show and buy tickets? So basically the who, what, when, where, and why of the show.
So it's at the Duplex, and the Duplex Cabaret Theater is on 61 Christopher Street at the corner of 7th Avenue in New York, New York. And you can get tickets online at www.purplepass.com/divine1111. And you must have your vaccine card and ID at the door. Tickets are $15 in advance and $20 at the door.
Wonderful. And we'll be promoting that. We are already promoting that on the website and on our social media. So I wish I could get across the border,
but I can't.
I know. Yeah, well, we want to find a venue to put it on here for sure. Here in Los Angeles. So we'll be back.
In Canada, I think.
Oh, you're in Canada.
I'm in Toronto. Yeah.
Wow.
One of our roommates is from
Toronto.
Yeah,
we'll have to do it in Toronto.
We'll have to
do it in
Toronto.
Yeah.
You know what? We can talk, find a venue. I'm pretty sure we can find something.
Oh, awesome. I mean, we're open to that. So yeah, we're definitely serious. So.
We definitely are manifesting, taking ourselves on the road. Yeah. For sure.
Well, again, congratulations on everything and putting the show together and heading out to New York and getting it on there. And what's the name of the show once again?
Divine Feminine Soul.
Awesome. Elena, Catriona, thank you so much for coming on and introducing myself, the listeners to the work. And, you know, please keep us informed. If after New York, if it goes to LA or anywhere else, I want to make sure people get to see this new work. So
thank you so much.
No problem. So like I said, we were just speaking with Catriona Frey and Elena Bernardi, the creators of Divine Feminine Soul Cabaret. Tune in next week as we'll be talking to another guest about their life, love, and passion that is musical theater. I am your host, as always, Jean-Paul Yovanoff. And until next time, I'll see you when I see you.